Now, the third division I've made here, the details for the destruction of Babylon. Verse 10, for thou hast trusted in thy wickedness. Thou hast said, none seeth me. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge, it hath perverted thee. And thou hast said in thine heart, I am and none else beside me. That's always a grave danger of a nation and for any man to be lifted up by pride and to feel like that he's able to make it on his own. And you and I are living in a country today that men become rich, not because they are doing some great service for mankind or making a contribution, but they are in some area where actually it brings men down instead of building them up. Today, think of the millions that's being made through entertainment. Entertainment in physical and athletic events. Oh, I know that steps on a lot of toes. And also money that's made through entertaining folk, through shows, nightclubs, that type of thing doesn't build people up. It tears them down. And think of the multitudes that are being wrecked by liquor, alcohol. Well, I have a clipping I took out of a San Diego paper. The first of 1972, I keep this clipping, $10 million a year business in the San Diego area. But there are 117 problem drinkers at one bank in that city. And they've lost money, by the way, and they found out that a vice president made loans he should not have made. A man that had been a very clever and brilliant banker. And there are other businesses that they list here. And the number of problem drinkers. So the next time that you see a number of liquor places that pay big license, remember, they don't even pay for what they are doing to humanity. What a picture that you have here. Trusting in wickedness. And we are in many questionable businesses as a nation, and our methods are not always honorable methods. And how we cover this thing up, God sees it, and God will judge, just as he did Babylon. Now you have the dilemma of Babylon here at verse 12 through the rest of this chapter here. They say, stand now, verse 12 I'm reading, stand now with thine enchantments, with the multitude of thy sorceries, wherein thou hast labored from thy youth. God satirically urges Babylon to go back to their witchcraft. They trusted it, and it got them in trouble now. And he says, all right, you've trusted this thing, it's got you in trouble. Why don't you trust it? Why don't you rest in it? And therefore they become confused. Verse 13, thou art wearied in the multitude of thy counsels. This party suggests this, the other party something else. And what happens? Well, the city now is living up to its name. Babylon means confusion, and confusion besets them. The great city that depended on its great economic strength, its total gross product was great in that day. But something had happened to the nation. It is dying within. You and I living in a country, the total gross product is in the billions. But something's wrong. And we won't face up to it. It's moral today. It's the fact that this country has departed from the living and true God. What a picture you have here. You say that this ancient nation that seems so unrelated to us hasn't a message for us? Why, the stones of the debris of Babylon is crying out to us.